You're listening to SBS News.
Several European Union nations have announced they will shut their borders to the United Kingdom, where a new and highly infectious strain of COVID-19 is circulating. France, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, Bulgaria, and Ireland are among those blocking flights and train services from the UK. Britons could soon be barred from visiting all 27 EU member states as they discuss a joint response. French government spokesman Gabriel Attal says his country's 48-hour travel ban will buy time for authorities to work out a common doctrine.
It's true, we have many fellow citizens in the United Kingdom who are worried and who had planned to come back to France to spend the end-of-year celebrations with their families. And what we are telling them is that those 48 hours will be used to build a system in coordination with other European countries, which will allow both to protect our country and to find ways for them, with clear reinforced health measures, to join their families for the celebrations.
It comes after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson revealed the new virus variant is up to 70% more transmissible than existing strains. Hundreds of Europeans living in the UK have brought forward their Christmas plans, rushing to catch the last trains to Paris and Brussels. One French worker in London is heading back to his home country after not seeing his family for 4 months.
I know that it's not a pretty responsible choice that I do, because I know that the virus is evolving a lot and there is a risk, and we would like to keep it here in the UK, but I know it's a personal choice, and I go back to France with trying to take as less risk as I can and protect myself and the others.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock has labelled the mass exodus totally irresponsible. Over 16 million people in England's southeast will spend Christmas under lockdown after the government reversed its decision to allow household gatherings. Mr. Hancock warns restrictions could be in place for some time, urging people to limit socialising over the holidays.
The new variant is out of control and we need to bring it under control. And this news about the new variant has been an incredibly difficult end to, frankly, an awful year. And it's important for everybody to act like they might have the virus.
The United States has begun its first shipments of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine just 3 days after it was authorized for emergency use. It's the second COVID-19 vaccine to be approved in the US, as authorities deal with more than 17 million cases and over 300,000 deaths. Early shots alongside the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will be prioritized for health workers and aged care residents. United Parcel Service driver Todd Elbel says the shipment is the most important load he's hauled after losing his father to the disease.
I'm going to take the vaccine myself. I'm going to be first in line for my father, I'll tell you that much. And any others that should follow, I feel in my heart that everybody should, to help get this stopped.
Israel has embarked on a mass vaccination program aiming to inoculate some 60,000 people per day against COVID-19. It's also banned flights from Britain, Denmark, and South Africa. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu launched the vaccine campaign, becoming the first Israeli to receive the Pfizer shot. Medical staff are first in line, followed by the elderly, those in high-risk groups, other frontline staff, and Israel Defense Forces soldiers. Mr. Netanyahu is urging citizens to come forward for the jab.
Also, after last night, I feel great after the vaccine I got yesterday. I call on all citizens of Israel to go and be vaccinated. And if we vaccinate everyone, or at least most of us, we will defeat this pandemic.
Thailand has begun testing up to 40,000 people for COVID-19 following an outbreak at a shrimp market. Thailand's health ministry says 4 cases were detected on Friday, with a figure rising to more than 600 on Sunday. The province of Samut Sakhon, southwest of Bangkok and home to thousands of migrant workers, has been ordered to lock down. A night curfew and travel restrictions have been imposed, while the seafood market is blocked by barbed wire and police guards. Shrimp merchant Wanda Impanchai is one of the vendors trapped inside the market, unable to leave the area.
How can I live like this? The virus comes, but I can't see it. If something happens to me, it will be messy. I wanted to leave last night because I've had the test, but I decided to wait till this morning because I couldn't pack it in time.
South Korea has marked its highest daily growth in infections since the start of the pandemic, recording over 1,000 cases for the fifth consecutive day. Authorities are considering stricter social distancing rules, but are reluctant to enact measures that could further hurt the economy. Health Minister Park Nung-hu says the majority of cases are from the densely populated capital of Seoul.
As we have largely expanded virus tests, the number of new cases is rapidly increasing and jumping over 1,000 cases a day. However, we are not seeing a decreasing trend in the numbers, so it's a dangerous situation.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.